Good morning.
Good morning.
A very warm welcome to you all this morning, warm being the operative word. But welcome to those of you who are gathered here in this place, as well as those who are watching online. And again, wherever you are, whoever you may be, or whenever you may be watching, know that you are very welcome. We begin by singing the hymn 129, "The Lord is King, Lift Up Your Voice." That's hymn 129. Well, again, good morning. We have quite a few things going on, so many intimations, especially this time of year. You can tell the activity of the church and the community is ramping up. So I'll try to get through those, but if you miss anything, it's all printed in your service outline as well. But the first thing I'll mention is that you might notice the painting to my left. And that is painted by Greer Ralston, who's a local artist. And earlier this year, she held an exhibition and gave 25% of the proceeds to St. Ninian's Old in order to give to charities that we support. And she's holding another exhibition next weekend and has kindly decided to have a prize drawing for the painting of the robin that's right here next to me. And that money will be, again, the money raised by that prize drawing will be given to St. Ninian's Old to distribute to charity. And the Kirk Session has decided that on this occasion, the money will go to Townbreak Dementia Support Services. So if you'd like to enter the prize drawing for that painting, you can. It's £5 per ticket. So you contact Greer directly, and her address, her email address and mobile number are on pieces of paper up here next to the painting. So again, if you'd like to enter that prize drawing, you can grab her number or her email and contact her directly. So we thank Greer for that wonderful donation. So also, there will be a further time of fellowship in the sanctuary following the service. Tea, coffee, and biscuits will be served. Warm coffee and warm tea. So please stick around and warm up your hands and share some conversation with one another after the service. This week on Wednesday, there will be another service, midweek service at Eccles Court. And that will be Wednesday at 2 p.m. Also this week, the final Joint Church Advent Study will be held on Wednesday at 7 p.m. in Park Church. And if you've missed the previous three, that's perfectly fine. They don't build on each other, so you're most welcome to come to this final Bible study that we share together. The craft group will meet on Thursday at 2 p.m. in the parish halls. And then this coming Saturday is a very busy day in the community, so there's a number of announcements there. Rosalie Court Care Home is having a Christmas fair in the home on Saturday from 1 to 4, and your support would be very much appreciated. And we know many of them watch, so Rosalie Care Home, we send our good wishes and hope you have a great success with your Christmas fair. Also on Saturday, the Church of Scotland has called for a day of prayer, and that will be a day aimed at recognizing the difficulties of recent years and also inspiring renewal in the church. So there will be services held throughout the country and one locally here at the North Church at 6 p.m. So again, that's 6 p.m. on Saturday, a prayer service at the North Church. So after the prayer service, you can then go to the Cayley that's being held in our own parish hall. So Gary will go to the prayer service. I get to go to the Cayley, so I won the draw there. But the Cayley will be held in the parish hall Saturday at 7:30 p.m. You can bring your own nibbles and drink and chat and dance as much as you like, or dance as little as you like, chat more, eat more, whatever you want to do. Come and enjoy the music. Tickets costing £7.50 can be obtained from Callum Wind, whose contact information is on your order of service, and he's also right over there, so you can contact him after the service. The prayer group will be holding a further time of prayer in the McMichael Chapel following the service next Sunday. If you'd like them to lift you up in prayer or anything that you have to lift up in prayer, you can write those prayers on tags in the McMichael Chapel and attach them to the prayer tree. And requests for prayer can also be submitted online. And links for that can be found on the website or on the Facebook page. And then the first weekend in December, December 6th and 7th, there will be a Christmas tree festival here in the old parish. And that will happen on Saturday the 6th from 10 until 2, and then Sunday the 7th from noon until 2 o'clock. And on the Saturday, there will be coffee in the morning from 10 until 11:30, and soup and dessert lunch from noon until 1:30 in the parish halls. And on Sunday, there will be coffee, teas, and cakes served after the service until 2 o'clock here in the church. And if anyone would like to help with that Christmas tree festival, please put your name on a sheet of paper that's out in the vestibule. And if you'd like to sponsor a tree, please contact Dorothy Walker at the number listed in your bulletin. And if you'd like to leave baking for the event, you can leave the baking in the parish halls on the morning of the 6th at 9 a.m. And then finally, the Tuesday group Christmas lunch will be held at Sterling Golf Club on Tuesday the 16th of December at 12:30. So please speak to Elaine McKay if you would like to attend. That's a two-course lunch for £22, and I hear it's a wonderful time. So contact her if you would like to join for that. So I believe that is all the intimations for now. Hopefully you caught all of that. Our call to prayer this morning comes from the words of Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. Let us pray. Holy God, in the busyness of this season and in the stillness of this moment, we come before you in humility, reverence, and trust. You are our Creator and our King, and we give you thanks, for you are not a distant ruler, but instead you surround us with your loving presence and work all things for the good of those whom you love. Just as you sit enthroned as King over all things, you also join us here in this place, and you invite us to come before you this morning and each and every day, so that we might know your goodness and experience your grace. On this day, when we recognize and celebrate Christ our King, we also recognize that there are many other kings and rulers that call for our allegiance. And we confess that far too often we are swayed to follow. Too often our trust in you is fragile, and we look for hope and security in the comforts and in the leaders of this world. In the peace of your presence, give us grace to know where we have fallen short. Help us to see more clearly where we have chosen the way of the world rather than the way of Christ. Bring to light the ways in which we have held back in order to protect ourselves or hold on to our comforts, rather than taking the risk of reaching out a hand of support and care to a friend or a neighbor in need. Help us to recognize the areas of our lives where we have tried to put ourselves on your throne of judgment with regard to others or in regard even to ourselves. We have been quick to anger and slow to love, and we have not lived as people who know and believe that the kingdom of God is among us. But loving God, no matter how far we stray from your ways in our thoughts or our words or our actions, we thank you because you always forgive and you always welcome us into your presence. You prove your love for us time and time again through the life and the teaching and the death and the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our King. Help us to truly know and understand your forgiveness and enable us to reflect on your good and gracious will to all the world. Amen. Lord, bless us now as we pray together in the words that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's good to see you. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It is the day when we specifically remember Jesus as our King. Now, I wonder what sort of things come into your mind when you think of earthly kings. What kind of things come into your mind? Crowns, scepters. Throne. I really start need to wear my hearing aids, don't I? The throne, castle, absolutely. What about the mode of transport? Quite often, if it's a special event, there's the golden carriage. That's quite something, isn't it? And the best of food, maybe? All these things, a throne, a crown, you name it. Do any of these things apply to Jesus, our King? I don't think they do they? I've got some things with me this morning which will hopefully help us to understand the kind of King that Jesus is. First of all, I've got some water. Now, what on earth does water have to tell us about Jesus as our King? Can you think of any time that Jesus used water?
The wedding in Cana.
The wedding in Cana of Galilee. That was a very important thing, yes. He did something with the water. Now, can someone tell me what's been said up there? Wash the feet. Absolutely. That's what I was thinking on. Well done. One occasion when Jesus was with the disciples, he poured water into a bowl like this, probably a much bigger bowl, and he got down on his knees and he proceeded to wash the disciples' feet. Now that tells us something very important about Jesus. it tells us that he came not to be served, but to serve. It tells us that Jesus is our servant king. He served others, and he calls on us to do the same. So we've got the water that reminds us of Jesus, the servant king. But there's something else here. You see what this is? I made it this morning. It's bread. Now, what on earth does bread have to tell us about Jesus, our king? Can you think of any time that Jesus used bread? Thelma? At the Last Supper. Well done. Go to the top of the class. On the night before he went to the cross, Jesus was with the disciples and they had a meal. And during the meal, Jesus did something strange. He took bread like this and he broke it. And as he did so, he said, "This is my body broken for you." Now, the disciples must have wondered what on earth Jesus meant, but the next day it became clear when he went to the cross there to suffer and die, there where his body was broken for them and for you and for me and for the whole world. Now, no earthly king would say or do anything like that, would they? So Jesus is different. He is the servant king who calls us to serve others. He is the king who gave his life, who allowed his own body to be broken, that we might know the joy of sins forgiven. And he calls us to follow him. Now, I've got something else with me. You better behave yourself today. What is this I've got here? A piece of wood. What do you think the wood has to tell us about Jesus as our king? The wooden cross he carried. Well done, Elaine. Yes, before Jesus began his ministry, he was a carpenter, so he worked in the carpenter's yard, and he would know what it was to make things with wood. But as we're told, Jesus had to carry his own cross, which was made of wood like this, and he carried it to the place where he was crucified. And therefore, Jesus carried his own cross, and on the cross, he wore a crown. But it wasn't a crown like this. A gold crown with jewels. It was a crown of thorns. No earthly king would carry a cross. No earthly king would wear a crown of thorns. But that is what Jesus did, because he is our king and he loves us all. What a very special and wonderful king we have in Jesus. He is a king like no other, and he calls on us to be his people and to follow him all the days of our lives. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are glad that you are our king. Enter our hearts today and rule in our lives, that others may know that we belong to you and are citizens of your kingdom. In your name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Now, wait till we see. You suited. We're going to sing a lovely hymn, 374, "From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe," a hymn that reminds us of Jesus, our servant king. Thank you.
This morning's first reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 to 6, and can be found on page 650 of the Pew Bible. Jeremiah 23. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of the countries where I have driven them and will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declared the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Saviour. And the second reading comes from Luke chapter 23, verses 33 to 43. Luke 23, 33 to 43, and can be found on page 75 of the Pew Bible. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, He saved others, let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the Chosen One. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him which read, This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Amen.
We sing together hymn 436, Christ Triumphant Ever Reigning, hymn 436.
Today is the last Sunday of the year. Now, don't think I've lost the plot. It's the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday, believe it or not, Advent begins. And that marks the start of a new year in the church calendar. As was said earlier, today is known as Christ the King Sunday. That sounds good. That sounds upbeat. That sounds positive. Here is something to celebrate. Christ is King. Yet what is the appointed gospel reading for today? It is the crucifixion scene. A scene that is anything but good, or upbeat, or positive. But it's there, and we have to grapple with it and try and make sense of it before we spend the coming weeks anticipating the birth of the one who came and will come again. Prior to embarking on a journey, it's wise to prepare for it and know where it will end. That is particularly true of a long journey with many different stops along the way. In our Advent journey, we can be tempted to think of Christmas as the end, that by the time we get to the stable in Bethlehem, we will have reached our destination. But today, Christ the King Sunday reminds us that we celebrate Jesus' birth not only because of who he is, but because of where he takes us as we journey with him. And so on this last Sunday before Advent, where on earth has this year gone, friends? Time is passing so quickly. On this last Sunday before Advent, we find ourselves at Golgotha, the place of the skull. And what do we discover? We find elements of the same question being asked more than once. From the soldiers, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And from one of the criminals crucified alongside Jesus, "Are you not the Messiah? Well, save yourself and us." Christ is King. It's so different from what we would expect, isn't it? He's mocked. He's beaten. He's crucified. Christ is King. It doesn't sound like it, but he is. He is King. A King so very different from any other. He is a King who reigns from a cross and not a throne. So what do we make of this King? How do we feel when we reflect on Christ the King's teaching and his example? Not only what he said, but what he did. In our reading from Jeremiah, the prophet condemns the leaders of the day. He would have a field day if he was around today, wouldn't he? With some of the leaders that we have. Anyway, one mustn't be critical. One must be kind. So Jeremiah condemned the leaders of the day, shepherds, who had scattered and destroyed God's flock through negligence and badness. They will pay a price for what they did. But Jeremiah doesn't leave it there. As well as a word of judgment, there's always with these great prophets a word of hope. The day will come when one will spring from David's line, a king who will rule wisely and who will be named the Lord, our righteousness. Jeremiah was, if you like, setting the stage for a new and different kind of ruler. That ruler was Jesus, the one who reigns over all and who wants to reign in our hearts. I wonder what the ordinary woman and man in the street would make of all this. I wonder if going out onto the streets of St. Ninian's or into Stirling, and we told people about the king that we follow and love, what would they think? Most people think of a king as someone with authority and power, someone who lives in a palace with others to tend to their every need, someone who is affluent with the best of clothes and fine food and wine. It sounds good, doesn't it? But Christ the King is so very different from what people today associate with kingship. Think about him for a moment. He lived a simple, itinerant life, often having nowhere to lay his head. Christ the King. Often he had nowhere to lay his head. He focused on spiritual teaching rather than material possessions. When he entered Jerusalem, a kingly entrance was expected to be grand and powerful. Instead, he rode in a humble donkey, symbolizing peace and gentleness. In Jesus' day, kings typically associated with the elite and powerful, but what did Jesus, our King, do? He spent much of his time among the poor, the sick, and those rejected by society. He showed compassion and love for everyone, including the outcasts. And he consistently rejected opportunities to be made an earthly king by force or public acclaim, demonstrating time and time again that his kingdom was not of this world. And then there was the cross. I find the second criminal crucified alongside Jesus to be of interest. We don't know his name. We don't know what crime he committed. But his plea is recorded. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's quite something. That man was about to die, but he knew, even on the cross, amidst his suffering and pain, he knew the King of Glory was hanging alongside him. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And you remember what Jesus said today, you will be with me in paradise. What did he mean? Because it wouldn't be until the third day that Jesus would rise from the dead triumphant, And it would be many more days before Jesus would ascend to heaven to be at the right hand of God the Father. So he must have had something different in mind, different from what we might think. Jesus had spent his ministry preaching about the kingdom of God. Can I put it to you today that with the task for which he had been born and come into this world almost complete, moments away from completion, he confirmed that God's kingdom was at hand. Put your trust in me, not earthly rulers, for my kingdom is based on truth and love, justice and peace. Oh, what a king we have. Let me reign in your heart, and your life will mean so much more than it has ever meant. How many of us can testify to that, to the difference that Christ the King has made to us? How much better and more meaningful our lives are because he reigns in here. Believe in me and you will know the joy of God's kingdom, not at some future point, but now, here, today, at this very moment. Christ is King. Can we say he is our King? In finishing, let me share with you some words that I came across when preparing for today. They put it far better than I ever could. He put the devil in his place while fasting in the desert for 40 days. That's my king. He called a bunch of ragamuffins to follow him as his disciples to prepare them to change the world. That's my king. He went to a wedding and he turned water into wine. That's my king. He cured people afflicted with disease and pain, demons and paralysis. That's my king. He broke cultural barriers by talking with the Samaritan woman at the well. That's my king. He stilled the storm when the boat was being swamped by the waves. That's my king. He raised people from the dead. That's my king. He healed the woman with the issue of blood when she in faith merely touched his robe. That's my king. He walked in water. That's my king. He calls those who are weary and heavy laden, promising rest and restoration. That's my king. He showed us that his rule is not by power and might, but by caring for those who needed him. That's my king. He's the great shepherd who left the 99 to go and find the one that was lost. That's my king. He prayed in the garden, "Let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but yours be done." That's my king. He died a criminal's death on the cross, taking with him the sins of the world. That's my king. 3 days later, he beat death by rising from the grave. That's my king. He's coming back one day to restore all things. That's my king. He looked at me when I was broken and unworthy, and he called me to a hope and a purpose. That's my king. He is there when you're struggling with life, and he helps you to find the way. That's my king. He's there when you're brokenhearted, bringing deep healing exactly where you need it. That's my king. He is the one who will wipe away every tear from our eyes. That's my king. He is the one who's always there, always and forever, by our side. That's my king. He is love. That's my king. Christ is king. My king. Your king. And he will reign forever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus shall reign where'er the Son, hymn 470.
We come before God with our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. Let us pray. For Jesus Christ, our King, the image of the invisible God, we give you thanks, dear Lord. In him we know you in your fullness, and we experience your reign as loving and compassionate, as creator of all, as reconciler of all things which are broken, lost, or divided. We thank you, Lord, for human companionship and the friendships that we have been blessed with in our lives that show us your grace. We thank you for all those in our world who build us up and who restore our souls. We thank you for the people around us who show us your way and draw us graciously into your kingdom. We give you thanks for those who live out your reign in tangible ways, for those whose work provides us with what we need. We give you thanks for farmers, for fishermen and grocers, for parents and caregivers. We thank you for those who care for us when we are sick, and for those whose work it is to find cures and bring healing to the diseases and ailments that trouble our world. We thank you as well for those who work for peace and those who work for the relief of those who suffer from war or violence of any kind. We lift all these dear ones to you, O Lord. Strengthen their spirit, energize their labor, enliven them with your presence. Help their work to be a reflection of the love and care that you have for all of your people. Holy God, we pray for those in our world who hold positions of power and authority. Enable them to see the world through the eyes of those whom they serve, and empower them to follow your example in working for the good of all people, especially those who are marginalized, disadvantaged, and all those who are most powerless in our world. Bring to justice all those rulers who abuse their power, and raise up in their place leaders who will follow your way of peace and equality for all. Finally, Lord, be with those who are sick, those who are lonely, and all of those who struggle to find their place. Bring healing and wholeness, assure them of your welcome. Guide them to places and people where they might experience the love and mercy that you demonstrate in your Son, Jesus Christ. We offer these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your grace and trusting in your unending love through Jesus Christ, our King and our Lord. Amen. We sing together our closing hymn, 449, Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing. Creator God, Christ the King, living Spirit, go before us to give light to those who sit in darkness and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit surround you and keep you now and forevermore.